Hello, is this George?
Yeah, this is George. Big Daddy, what's going on?
How you doing, champ?
Hanging in there.
Well, I'm glad you're joining the program today. Where are you calling from, my friend?
Right around Houston, Texas area.
I lived in Houston for a couple of years over just off of Westheimer, so I know where you're calling from, my friend.
Oh, man, you go right there where the good restaurants are.
Oh, yeah, if you see me. Well, you're a big man. You know something? I told my wife I was going to be talking to you today, and she said, make sure you tell him that we're using his product tonight, because last night we were trying hamburgers out, and guess what we cooked them on?
Oh, the lean bean fat reducing grilling machine.
The George Foreman grill. How'd you get started in that thing? Because she asked me to ask you that. How did he get going in the George Foreman grill?
Well, I'd come back into boxing, and after a while, I was the toast of Madison Avenue doing commercials for Meineke, Doritos, Pepsi-Cola, you name it. And then finally, a friend approached me and said, George, why don't you get your own product? You're making everybody else rich. I said, sure, how much you going to pay me? No, we started a joint venture, and I had the lion's share of a joint venture. I didn't care much about it because there wasn't any upfront money. My wife used it over and over before I even knew about it. She said it worked. So we started the thing working. I just wanted 16 of them in my for my aunt and cousin and my mom and all of that. I didn't know that they were going to be a success. Doctors started telling their patients about it. You look up, 150 million of those things sold worldwide. I couldn't believe it. If I tell you I knew it was coming, I wouldn't be telling the truth. It's a good product.
It's a great product. We use it all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with George Foreman, former boxing champion of the world. I'm glad you're on the air with me, George. I know you're calling in to talk about a pain relief product that you're involved with. Let's get that out of the way because I want to get to some boxing questions, if that's all right.
Oh, all you want. It's the George Foreman real-time pain relief formula. I call it the knockout formula because if you got a pain, I had pain for so long I thought I was going to have to live with, because you hear people saying, you just get old and you have pain. You don't really have to live with pain, and you don't have to take a lot of medicine. You put this thing on, the pain, after about 3 or 4 minutes, the pain disappears. And you can do it over and over because you're not taking medicine. It really works. And I've been happy about it, telling my friends and families and even the world about the George Foreman real-time pain relief formula. Call Amazon now, get it right to your house the next day. I'm happy about it.
Well, you know something about pain. You've taken a shot or two in your life.
Tell me about it.
Well, okay, let's go. I want to ask you right out here. You know, I consider you one of the best boxers of all time, but I want to ask you, who's the best boxer of all time?
Oh, if you ever see a film of Joe Louis, you wouldn't ask that question again. There was never a fighter like Joe Louis. He was finished. Left jab, combination, always in position. He was heavyweight champ of the world for 10 years. That was the best. And I think the best man to ever box was Muhammad Ali. He made Joe Louis happy. He was even my friend. We all loved Muhammad Ali. Sugar Ray Robinson was a piece of material himself, and I put him in that order. But Sugar Ray Robinson next, and Muhammad Ali, the best man. You know, he was a Mr. Excitement.
Talking to George Foreman, and you know from personal experience about Ali because of the rope-a-dope and everything, I got to ask you, when did you know you were in trouble on that rope-a-dope fight?
You know, I was beating this guy up a pretty time. You know, he hit me a few times, but I said, I'll get him. And about the sixth round, I hit him with a good shot, and he fell forward, and I thought, I got him there, and he whispered in my ear, and all you got, George? I knew then that was going to be trouble. Because that was all I had.
You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but you were an Olympic fighter as well. Tell me about your Olympic background.
Yeah, I won a gold medal. I was an 18-year-old boy in Mexico City. I won an Olympic gold medal. It was the most impossible dream to ever happen. A couple of years earlier, I was hiding under a house in Texas, running from the cops because I was out being a mugger. And I said, if I ever get from under this house, I'll never steal anything again. I heard Jim Brown and Johnny Unitas doing a commercial, public service for the Job Corps. If you're looking for a second chance, and I was, I joined the Job Corps. And then within no time at all, I was an Olympic gold medalist. It's the most impossible thing that ever could happen to anyone in any place in the world.
We're talking with George Foreman, former boxing champion. Is that where you get your... Because I know you help a lot of the young people. You help a lot of entrepreneurs who are trying to get things started. You've got a helpful kind of an attitude about you.
Yeah, it's a wonder. Lyndon Johnson, back in the day, started the Job Corps program. He had been a school teacher himself. And, you know, you never forget the obligation you have to the youth. And for so many years, all I was thinking about is buying a new Rolls Royce and all of that. But then I left boxing for 10 years to become a minister. And I saw the need to do some great things to get kids off the streets and help them out. And I never dropped that baton that Lyndon Johnson had given me again. I've always tried to work the youth. And now the youth I help are grown men who are helping other people.
Who's the best boxer out there right now in 2020? The best heavyweight?
Oh, boy. I think we're going to see it. Tyson Fury will face Deontay Wilder, and the winner of that boxing match can claim it all. I think that Tyson Fury is going to win this fight by a slight edge, 12-round decision. If he can bypass that knockout punch of Deontay Wilder, Wilder can hit. Who? you get hit by Deontay Wilder, you better know that commercial about MyPillow.com and have a soft place to land. He can hit.
You get hit by Deontay, you better use some of your product for pain relief. Tell me one more time how they can get a hold of that and what it's all about.
No, just call Amazon and they'll have it delivered the next day. George Foreman's real-time pain relief formula. It'll come to your door. It works. All you got to do is put it on some nagging ache and pain, and you'll get instant relief. And there's no need in thinking, I can't use it again. You can use it all you want.
George Foreman, champ, doggone it, it's been nice to talk with you. And I want to congratulate you on a great boxing career, on a great entrepreneurial career, but more than that, as being a genuinely nice man. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much.
You take care of yourself, my friend.